You've commented several times now that you shot Jimmy Gagnon in front of his son. That seems to really bother you. Who is it in the scenario that you're identifying with? Are you upset for the powerful father dying in front of his child? Or are you upset for the helpless child who is watching someone he loves die? He kept his gaze on the carpet. Bobby, she prodded. His gaze finally came up. He said,
I don't think I want to talk about this anymore.
He had his jacket on and was rewrapping his scarf before he spoke again.
Do you think Judge Gagnon could have been right?
Elizabeth was sitting on the edge of her receptionist's desk, watching her patient bundle up and feeling frustrated. I have no idea.
Seems hard to imagine a woman harming her kid just so she can have attention.
Munchausen by proxy is not terribly common, but I've read estimates of up to 1,200 new cases a year.
What are the warning signs?
A child with a prolonged history of unusual illnesses where the symptomatology doesn't add up. A child whose health is a prolonged cycle of being perfectly well one week, then drastically ill the next. A family with a history of sudden infant death syndrome.
I spoke with Nathan Gagnon's doctor today,
Bobby said abruptly.
He doesn't have a firm diagnosis for the boy.
Elizabeth was quiet for a moment. Then she said, Do you think that was such a good idea? Bobby gave her a look.
I went, good idea or not. It no longer matters.
What are you doing, Bobby?
I'm putting on my scarf.
You know what I mean.
The Gagnons are suing me for murder. Anyone tell you that? They're using some fancy legal maneuver to charge me with killing their son. In all honesty, Doc, I don't think the concept of good really applies to my life anymore.
Being charged with murder must be very difficult.
You think?
She refused to get sucked into his sarcasm. Bobby, Thursday night was a horrible tragedy. For you, for the Gagnons, for little Nathan. Do you really think there's anything you can learn now that will make you feel better about having shot a man? Bobby stared her straight in the eye. There was a look in his slate-gray gaze she'd never seen before. It left her slightly breathless. It chilled her to the bone.
I'm going to get her, Doc,
he said quietly.
If she's harming that boy, if she's set me up to kill her husband, Catherine Gagnon may think she knows how to deal with men, but she's never met the likes of me.
He finished up his scarf. Elizabeth sighed heavily and shook her head. There were things Elizabeth wanted to say to him, but she already knew it wouldn't do her any good. He wasn't ready to listen. Maybe Bobby didn't understand it completely yet. But she knew exactly who he identified with the night of the shooting, and it wasn't the gun-toting father. You're not responsible for Nathan Gagnon, Elizabeth murmured softly. But Bobby was already out the door.